and this plane crashes, and it's like sinking, like right in front of them. And so they run over there.
I see this little like circle thing just kind of bobbing up and down in the water, and I see a kayak that looked like the one that Joshua took out there.
I'm paddling, and then I just hear boom, and I was like, what the hell was that? And I'm looking around, and we just hear like air.
That was my bad, bro. That was
after they went and dropped the people they rescued off, they went back out and finished the charter trip and absolutely tore them up. So
welcome to Wildlife Outdoors with your host Russell and Jose. If you have a passion for conservation of the outdoors, or you're enjoying a calming hike in the mountains, an exhilarating kayak trip on the river, feeling a fish on the end of your line, cooking on an open flame in a primitive campsite, or stalking big game, just waiting for the perfect shot, you're in the right place. So put on your boots and polarized sunglasses and come along for the ride.
Welcome back to another episode of Wildlife Outdoors, guys. We have a short one for you today. We're just going to do another snapshot, and we come across this story. Well, I came across a story and sent it to Jose that was freaking insane. So basically, to start it off, these guys, they hire a charter, and they're going to go out there. They leave the coast of Mississippi, and they're going 25 miles offshore to a chain of islands off the Louisiana coast, and they're going to catch redfish and trout. And they're out there. They just get to where they're going. There's some sandbars, and they hear a plane coming in, and they look over, and it's a float plane, and this plane crashes, and it's like sinking, like right in front of them. And so they run over there, and they rescue these guys, and they get them on the boat, and there's no cell reception out there. They're 25 miles off the coast of Louisiana. They're in shark-infested waters. Like, there's everything that could have gone wrong could have gone wrong. And they rescued these guys and took them back, and It was just crazy. I couldn't imagine if they weren't there, how long it would have taken the Coast Guard or for them to even notify anybody. Like, it could have been a very bad situation, but they rescued them. Like, I don't even know what I would do in that situation.
Dude, that's bad luck in the best possible way. Like, you happen to crash where there's a boat around to save you with no injuries, mind you.
Yeah.
As unfortunate as that is, it couldn't have happened probably at a better time.
Exactly.
That's insane.
Is it wrong situation, lucky. Right place, right time?
Yeah.
Have you seen anything like that? Like, have you ever had to rescue anybody on the water or anything like that?
We've been rescued, kind of, sort of.
What happened there? I don't know if I've heard this story.
Dude, this was my undergrad days. Me and my buddies would go to fish in Port A lot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this one guy, a friend of a friend, you know, Matt Martinez, right?
Yeah.
Obviously. This is a guy I met through him, and slowly he started hanging out with us, and he slowly started joining us on our fishing trips. We started going to the pier, and that's kind of where he started getting into it. And dude, he bit it hard. Like, he, as soon as he caught his first fish, he was hooked, no pun intended. and he went all in, man. He started buying his own gear, started doing a bunch of research into it. And he was like really looking forward to going with us. And then one day he's like, hey man, when do you think you're gonna go back out to the flats? I was like, I don't know, but you know, I'm hoping soon. He goes, well, if you have any room, do you think I could maybe tag along? Like, I would love to try and, you know, see something else. I was like, yeah, dude, for sure. And so we ended up planning a trip, and it was a kayak trip. And it was early in this, and I guess it was early in the spring. It was like, I don't know, probably March, something like that. The water was still fairly cold. And so I don't know if he had any kayak experience. And so we all kind of just, and how we normally fish, like me and my buddies, is we kind of split off. And we all go and we just try and find fish. And if we find fish, we call people and like, hey man, the fish are over here. Let's go over here. And, you know, So we all kind of just like split up. And I ended up losing track of Josh. That was his name, Josh. Ended up losing track of him. Don't know where he went. Ran into some other guys. And I was like, hey man, have y'all seen him? Like, where is he at? They're like, I don't know. We haven't seen him. And so, dude, we were pretty damn close to the mouth of Corpus Christi Bay. And I see this little like circle thing just kind of bobbing up and down in the water. And I see a kayak that looked like the one that Joshua took out there. I was like, dude, I think that's Josh. So I kind of paddle over and he had flipped out of his kayak. And I don't know how cold the water was, but I mean, it was pretty chilly. Like it was uncomfortable to be in for a fairly long period of time. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what happened, but he had flipped and he was just holding on to the kayak. And we're like, and you could tell he was like kind of shaking, like he was starting to really feel it. And I was like, dude, how long have you been here? He was like, I don't know, man, maybe like 20, 30 minutes. So he had been floating for a while. Oh, wow. So we're like, dude, so he grabbed onto one of our kayaks, can't remember who, and then we tied off the kayak to someone else, his kayak to someone else's kayak, and there was a boat not too far away. So we're like, start paddling and we're yelling, like waving our hands in the air. Dude, they just like totally ignored us, bro. They just kept casting. And we finally got close, and it's hard to be upset because at the end they did help us, but they were kind of jerks about it. Mm-hmm. Like they were literally like, I don't know, man. They're just, it was just, you could kind of tell that they did not want to deal with us. They just wanted to fish. But in the end, they did give us a ride back to where we had launched the kayaks from, which was nice. And I'm appreciative of that. But yeah, man, it was a mess. So my friend, Todd, gave Josh his keys to this truck. And so, he got to the truck and he blasted the heater and he was just sitting there. And so when we finally got, they actually took Josh on their boat. They took him where we put in, and then we hauled the kayak and everything back over there. And so by the time we got there, Josh had already been inside the truck probably like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. And he was warming up. Dude, he was actually like passed out. He knocked out. He was just
really
so, yeah, physically drained. And I mean, he was in rough shape. So luckily, no like hypothermia or anything like that. But yeah, it was not a fun adventure for him. He did end up going back out with us, not on the kayaks. Mm-hmm. And it was warmer when he went back out with us. And he caught his first redfish, keeper redfish, on the flats eventually. But yeah, dude, it was not a fun trip. And I'm trying to think if we've ever had to be rescued before. I cannot recall having been in a situation other than that where we've had to be rescued, or if we've rescued anybody else. I don't think so. I can't think of anything top of my head. Have you?
Yeah. Never had to be rescued, but had an instance where we were on a pontoon style raft. Mm-hmm. And we were out on a lake fly fishing for pickerel. And this was right after I got a new phone. And then this was here in Arkansas.
Oh, and yes.
We were paddling. And so it was me, Hal, and my buddy Joe, which you know both of them. And we're over there, you know, kayaking on the lake, making our way down. And I don't know what caused it to pop, but the one of the bladders popped. On the fly, or I don't think it's a fly craft, but it was a raft. And there's four bladders on it, two on each side, and one of them popped. And I was rowing at the time. And if I'm not mistaken, Joe was on the back, Hal was on the front. And Hal was kind of giving me the rundown on how to properly paddle and stuff like that, because I was inexperienced. And he was kind of teaching me how to do it. So kind of like how you do it with like a drift boat or something like that. And I was checking my phone, and I was keeping my phone in a waterproof box, but while I was on the paddles, I just stuck it in my pocket. And so we're paddling and they're fishing and they're not catching anything. And he's trying to tell me to get over a little further away from the bank, try to get him to a specific spot. And I'm paddling, and then I just hear poof. And I was like, what the hell was that? And I'm looking around, and we just hear like air. And I was like, where is that coming from? And the point on one of the bladders inside of the pontoon on the right side had just busted. And, you know, I'm not a heavy guy, but between the three of us, like, pretty heavy, had an ice chest full of stuff. And, you know, it's not a covered bottom raft. It's a trampoline bottom. So there's not stuff, you know, if you drop something, it's going to fall out, which is why I explained the phone situation. When I was paddling, I hit my phone out of my pocket. and the water's cold. It's like right after it's between winter and spring. Water's cold, air's cold, brand new phone falls in the river, we're sinking. And I'm like, man, I gotta get us to the freaking bank. Like, so I just left the phone. I was like, you know, priorities there, gotta get us off the water. And luckily we still had three of the bladders, so we were able to make it back to the ramp. And you know, nothing bad turned out from it other than I lost my phone. But yeah, it could have been bad. Luckily, we were on a smaller body of water and we were able to make it, you know, down. I don't even remember. It must have been a mile or so, like wasn't too far. But it was from a tailwater that feeds into a lake. And then there's a ramp there. So we just went down and made it to that. And yeah, it could have been bad. Luckily, it wasn't. But yeah, other than that, I don't think I've had any experience where I've really needed to be rescued or anything like that.
Dude, I've lost a phone to Baffin Bay. It sucks. Mm-hmm. I was having a not so good day, and my buddy, we were over at his house for, if I'm not mistaken, this happened during like quote unquote family night. So we would have, mm-hmm. I can't remember what day it was. I think it was Wednesdays. We would all go over to his place and we would take turns like cooking or bringing food or whatever. And, so that's what we would do. And then they had a private pier that was in Baffin. And so we would go, we just fish for a little bit or whatever. And so we were out there fishing and it was getting kind of late. He's like, hey, man, I'm going to go to bed. You're welcome to stay out here as long as you want. Just make sure you turn off the lights before you head out. I was like, all right, cool, man. Appreciate it. So everybody had gone inside. So I'm just there on the pier and I have my phone, stupid me. I have my phone on the railing and I was listening to music, just fishing. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was Turnpike that was playing on my phone, and I had caught this little trout and I was trying to get the hook out and he just tail slapped and it happened to hit my phone. And then I hear a splash and I hear the song is slowly fading away. And I look down and I can see my screen just slowly like dimming. And it's just gone. I was like, well, so I took the fish off. Threw him back in. I was like, I guess this is my time to go back home. So I went back. I was driving back home. I was like, dude, I don't have an alarm clock. So I stopped at Walmart to buy an alarm clock. And then I went back home. And then the next day, I went to Best Buy to get a prepaid phone. And it was just a mess, dude, because I lost like everyone's contacts. And a lot of those, like Anthony Avalos and some other friends from high school who I used to keep in touch with, I lost all their phones, all their phone numbers and stuff. So it just kind of sucks. So I haven't spoken to him in years, and some other people too. But it just, like, breaking a phone's one thing, but when you lose it and all the photos and everything, man, it sucks. First world problems, right? But it does suck. Yeah. It's an inconvenience.
Oh, it definitely is. When I lost mine, I didn't back up my phone a lot because it just wasn't a thing. You know, I've never really been good at backing up. Now that I'm on Apple, it kind of does its own thing, but I never had my Google account set up for backup. And so I lost pictures of, you know, my dogs because I don't have DOG anymore, but I had a lot of pictures of DOG on there. And, you know, of course, some when my kids were little and just stuff like that. I have a lot of pictures, but there's some that weren't backed up that I lost. And I was like, damn, luckily I went back to, I had a spare phone, so I didn't trade in my phone. I just bought a new one. So I had my old phone. So I had a lot of like older stuff, but there was like some mid-range stuff that I didn't have. And some older stuff that didn't back up that I don't have anymore, which kind of sucks. And it's like, I'll be thinking about something or telling somebody a story and I'm like, oh, I have a picture from that. And then I start going through, I'm like, damn, I don't have a picture of that. So it's always something that I'll just randomly think about. Like, damn, I don't have that picture anymore. So definitely is a major inconvenience.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm the worst at backing stuff up. I should be better. I need to be better. But yeah, I have Apple now too, even though, truth be told, I'm not a huge fan of iPhones or Apple products in general. It is nice that it just kind of does its thing.
Which you can do with Droid too. You just have to set it up and stuff. Apple's kind of more, I think it automatically sets it up. Maybe. I don't recall having to go through any hoops to get mine set up.
Yeah, same.
But so you can with Android. But I changed to Apple because I had a MacBook when we first started the podcast. And the MacBook was old, and I don't know if you remember, but the first two episodes we did were just horrible. My computer, I was hosting everything, and my computer kept crashing, and it was like a whole thing. So I ended up buying a new one, not a MacBook, but a Mac Mini. And I was like, well, now that I'm Apple with that, like, I guess I can go Apple with the phone, because I was Apple with my laptop, but I didn't use it much. But now that I was using this for editing and stuff, I was like, well, I can transfer stuff from my phone to the computer so much easier. And it's been great. When I'm editing stuff, I can just transfer it to my phone and post it. For instance, if, you know, I'm doing reels or, you know, shorts or anything like that, I can edit it on the computer and then just airdrop it to my phone. It's like really quick. And then I can just post it whenever, like if I'm on my lunch break at work or something, instead of having to post everything before work. I mean, nobody's going to see stuff if I posted it, you know, 5 a.m. So
yeah,
I can just airdrop it to my phone quick and then post it later. So it makes it pretty seamless. I like the, you know, the whole integrated efficiency of Apple products, but yeah, I do miss my Android camera. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Those cameras are pretty sweet.
Yeah, they are. So, but back to circle around of the story, the name of the captain that was out there on the charter trip, his name is Captain Kyle Johnson. So shout out to that guy doing the right thing. And it said at the end of the article that I was reading, that after they went and dropped the people that they rescued off, they went back out and finished the charter trip and absolutely tore them up. So I guess the fishing gods were like, hey, y'all did something good. We're going to reward you. So they had a good day on the water afterwards. I thought that was pretty cool.
Blessed for their good deeds. Good for them. Good for everybody, man.
Right. I'm glad that nobody was hurt. Nobody was, you know, of course, nobody lost their life. So could have been a bad situation. Yeah. Ended up being a all right outcome for it. So
yeah, thankfully. Yeah.
That's and then wild, I found the article on Outdoor Life on Instagram. I'll post a link in the description. So they have a lot of great content. I recommend anybody following them. So yes, sir. So we talked about before we got on the podcast kind of what we're going to talk about today. And I guess we both kind of have some stuff going on in life. I guess we could do a little life update. Yeah. I mean, if y'all want to listen, by all means. If you don't, it's kind of therapeutic for us. So we're just talk about a little what's going on. You know, we got a short episode today and figured we should talk a little bit. So what's new with you, man?
Yeah, this is quite the departure from what we normally discuss, but I think it'll be good in case we may not be uploading, you know, at our normal times just because things are going on, mm-hmm, or whatever the case may be. But this is also very weird for me because I'm normally like, I would consider myself to be more of a private person. So yeah, this is definitely different. But I've alluded to things in the past that, you know, like there's some things going on, whatever. Truth is that some personal issues have come up and I will be having to step away from the PhD program that I've been at for the last 5 years and take a leave of absence. So this semester is going to be my last one for a bit. Potentially we'll go back if everything works out. But right now I'm just in trying to finish out my semester because I'm TAing 2 courses. I'm also taking a course. So things have just been really, really busy. And on top of all that, trying to find time to do some job hunting and stuff. And I'm not gonna lie, man, it's been pretty tough. I didn't anticipate the job market being as difficult as it is for someone, I guess, with my experience and the field that I'm in. My friend and colleague, she's been applying for the last year or so. She told me she sent in, I think it was like 93 applications, and she's only heard back from 3 jobs.
And that's crazy.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy, man. So I'm really, really scared, really nervous because, you know, the semester's going to end. And after that, like, who knows? I don't have anything lined up. So unfortunately, don't have anything lined up. So I'm stressing out. I've been applying. I've only heard back from 1 job. And so I've been looking into some alternative employment opportunities and just trying to see what my opportunities are and what's out there and trying to get all that sorted. So that being said, like I'm currently living in College Station, but I may be moving back home to Kyle and trying to find a job around there until I find something within my field. And who knows where that's going to be. I've been applying to a lot of places out of state, applied to a few positions in Texas. And so just kind of waiting and seeing what happens. So a little bit different. I've always been pretty fortunate in that things have kind of like, I've had things lined up in the past and I've been able to kind of pursue things in that way. But this is the first time really that everything is just so unknown, you know, like there's nothing literally that I have. And that's just, or lined up anyway for work. And that's just, it's freaking me out, that uncertainty, if I'm being honest. But at the same time, I'm kind of excited because, you know, I've been essentially a lifelong student. I've only taken 2 years of my life that there's only 2 years of my life that I wasn't. And so if I'm being totally honest, man, like I feel burnt out. I've always been a bit apprehensive about the PhD program for my own reasons. And, you know, in a very weird way, I'm kind of thankful to be taking a little bit, or to be kind of taking a step back for a little bit. And, just because there are some other things in my life going on, and maybe this will allow me to kind of tend to that as well. So I think as scary and as uncertain things are at this point in time in my life, I think there are some silver linings in there, and I'm just trying to kind of keep that in mind and just kind of keep from you know, stressing too much and freaking out too much. So that's kind of the main thing, man, right now in my life, just trying to finish out the semester strong, trying to make the proper preparations for the next step going forward, and, you know, just making sure I get everything taken care of I need to get taken care of before I take my leave of absence. And what's kind of nice about that, the ways that it was explained to me, because there were a few things that me and my advisor had discussed. You know, one was to potentially finish with a second master's and just call it good there. The other one was to just kind of leave outright, which I didn't want to do because, I mean, 5 years of my life, like I'd like to have something to show for it, you know, so I didn't want to do that. And then the other one was part-time job, because we as grad students, we don't really get paid a whole lot. And sometimes it is kind of tough to make ends meet. And that's kind of what's forcing me out now. There's some financial obligations that is kind of keeping me from going forward. And so I need to address that. And so we talked about getting a second job or a part-time gig, but with the amount of work that has to be done, and then field work has me in the field like 4 or 5 days a week, 4 months at a time sometimes. And so I won't be able to have a job probably unless it's just like a weekend gig. But I just feel like the way my work-life balance is currently, it would just be difficult to do that. So the other option was leave of absence, which essentially allows me to still, I guess, stay in the system as a graduate student, just inactive, and then whenever I am able to return, if I'm able to return, I will have to reapply into the program, which they said shouldn't be a big deal since I'm already in the program. Well, since I already was in the program and I already have so many credit hours and all that stuff, it's kind of more of like a technicality, I guess. But I have to reapply into the program. And then if there's any like credits that expired, I have to retake some of those classes. And then I can just more or less kind of pick up where I left off. So it's not a like total disintegration of my PhD program thus far, but it is better than just leaving. And then at the end of it, like if I still want to just kind of master out, like if I decide, you know, the PhD is not for me or whatever, then that might be an opportunity as well, potentially. But as of now, that's kind of where I'm at, just trying to figure out the next step. But
yeah. So in your job search, what all have you been like looking for?
I have a lot of GIS remote sensing background, so I've been applying for some GIS jobs. I've been applying, well, my master's and my undergraduate degree are both in range and wildlife management. My undergrad, more of an emphasis in wildlife management. So I've been applying for biologist positions. I've been applying for range specialist positions within RCS. But really, I'm just keeping an open mind to whatever else is out there. But I'd like to stay within that realm again. And I, like you said, I haven't really heard back from anybody. So in terms of like alternative employment opportunities, been thinking about going to the trades for a bit and exploring that. And, but also, you know, just seeing what happens, man. Like I just need to, I just got bills to pay. I know that. And, yeah, man, this, that's what's scary about this whole thing. Like, you know, just cause I don't have a job doesn't mean that I'm, you know, my bills are going to stop. So I just want to make sure I'm able to cover my bases. So that's why I'm like, I'm really kind of like, all right, I need to get my stuff going, you know, and figure something out. And, so that's been the most stressful part because I'm on payroll till the end of May, but at that point, like I'm no longer going to be receiving a check. Mm-hmm. So I need to have something before that. And, so, and that's coming up really, really fast. So I'm hoping something comes up. We'll see.
So if anybody out there is looking for a hardworking employee.
No. We're not doing that either.
Just teasing. But man, well, I wish you the best in all the job search. And I mean, I know it's stressful, but it is good that you're going to be able to be back home for a little bit. And hey, it frees up your schedule. Yeah. So if you ever want to come spend some time up in Arkansas, man, we can go get you on some pickerel.
You know, man, that's also the other thing too. Like, well, aside from like my other, like my personal stuff that I got going on, like my family, they're all back home. Kyle, my grandparents, like my grandpa in particular, he's not been doing too well these, you know, this last year or so. And so, being away, I feel like it's been, well, let me just say this. Like whenever I go home, I feel like I should be spending more time at home, you know? And, I think maybe that this could be good too. Like, I can, and that's why I'm like, I've been applying for jobs around home. You know, I applied for some positions at, for the state doing some GIS work. And, yeah, man, if I can find a job back home, that'd be great. Just so I can spend some time with my family and make sure they're doing all good and stuff. And, so yeah, it's weird. It's like a bittersweet thing, you know, like the PhD thing was fun. It's probably been the most difficult part of my life thus far. I don't think I've ever been so emotionally and physically and mentally and even spiritually like drained as I have been these last few years, just trying to make it through this program. And it's been rough. So, you know, it's weird because for a while I was pretty like at peace with everything. Like, all right, this is what's happening. You know, let's just go. But here lately, I've been feeling like now that the semester's kind of ending, it's like, damn, dude, like I feel like because I've invested 5 years of my life, there's some unfinished business. Mm-hmm. And like, I really just, it kind of sucks that me leaving is not a decision that I made. It was more one that was made for me to some degree anyway.
Yeah.
And I just kind of got to find a way to just, you know, make it work. But, you know, it is what it is. I have faith that things will work out, you know, how they're meant to work out. And I just got to keep, you know, pushing forward and take it a day at a time and see what happens. But it'll be all right. But
it'll all work out the way that it's meant to. So
yes, sir. But anyways, man, what about you? What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Man, life catches up. I mean, obviously work is always there. Work is busy. My kids are busy. Peyton is starting to really get into track. So, she has a lot of her track stuff going on and, just busy with that. And then on top of all that, going through a breakup. So that kind of sucks, you know, for those of y'all that have seen any of the YouTube videos, Ruth is in all of them. So, me and her are no longer together. And, I mean, it happens. We had a good run while it lasted, but, unfortunately it just, one of those things that came to an end. And, I mean, I wish her the best and, we didn't leave on bad terms or anything like that. It's just kind of one of those things where I guess we just ran our course and, you know, it sucks. It's one of those things to where, you know, we both still have love for each other. And, you know, obviously my kids really, really liked her. And, it's a big change to, you know, not have somebody to to share my daily thoughts with. And, you know, it's just a big life change, you know, because I don't really have anybody here in Arkansas. I'm not really too close with people. I mean, I have friends, but not really friends that I'm open with or, you know, talk personal stuff with. Like majority of my friends here, it's either work stuff or fishing stuff. Haven't really crossed that personal barrier too much. I don't really have anybody here. And then, you know, my family in Texas, they just, we love each other, but we don't talk about stuff like that. You know, I just don't really have anybody that's like, you know, there that I talk to, so about stuff like that. So it's just kind of, it's different going from having somebody to share my daily struggles with and, you know, somebody that to have future thoughts with and just stuff like that, you know, and it's going from that to nothing. And then on top of that, not having anybody to really talk to too much about how I'm feeling or what's going on. So it's just a change. And then of course, having to be strong for the kids because, you know, they're going through it too. You know, she was over here every day and, you know, they loved her and, you know, it's just going through that, trying to keep up with the podcast stuff and social media stuff and work stuff and Peyton's track stuff and Adeline's school stuff. And so it's just, there's pros and cons to it. So obviously being so busy helps because I don't have, you know, as much time for my mind to race and think about the what ifs and stuff like that. Cause you know, that's not healthy, but at the same time, you know, it's going through it. I just kind of wish I had time to just sit and relax and think about it. And, you know, luckily one thing that I've gotten from it positive is, you know, I've grown in my faith a lot in the past month. I guess past 3 weeks, it's coming up on 3 weeks since the breakup. So, I've grown a lot spiritually because of it. And a lot of that has to do with the life group that me and her joined, through our church. And, that paired with, you know, obviously the breakup happening, and I kind of had a avenue to turn, you know, prior to, you know, really being involved in church. Whenever I would go through something, like I would always turn to, you know, partying, or I would turn to, you know, just trying to find stuff to fill my time that wasn't healthy. And since I've been so involved with church and stuff lately, I kind of had a different avenue to take, and it's night and day from, you know, in past breakups or past hardships that I went through where I would kind of spiral. Now it's like, it sucks. It, you know, it hurts. I wouldn't say I'm like depressed, but I'm like in my feels about it, you know? But I have something positive, a different avenue to take that's a positive way that is helping me grow more as a person. And I'm kind of leaning into that a lot more. I've been reading the Bible a lot. You know, I've just been learning a lot of things that I didn't know previously because I didn't grow up religious. And so as I've kind of come into it and you know, as I aged, I'm leaning a lot more into it now and learning a lot more about it and how it relates to daily life and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's a silver lining to it. It's been great. I've grown a lot spiritually. I've learned a lot about myself. I've kind of had some epiphanies about, you know, the way that I react to situations and the way that I feel about certain things. So that's been a good thing, but just kind of have a lot of that going on. Kind of been in my feels a little bit, but I mean, it's life. So if I've been a little distant to any of our friends out there, I apologize. If I've been a little bit too much talking too much, I apologize because it's just me trying to, you know, stay busy and cope. But yeah, so that's kind of what's been going on. And I haven't put out adventure videos because she's in them. And I asked her about it and I said, hey, you know, can I still put out these videos even though you're in them? And she said yes. But I don't know, because I mean, there's nothing like, we're not like uber, you know, coupley and lovey-dovey in them or anything, but I don't know. It just feels weird to me that me and her are not together and going and still editing through these videos and then putting something out for the world to see. It just feels fake to me because we're not together. Although, you know, it's entertaining content and, you know, educational and stuff that I could see myself putting out, but just putting the work in and seeing her and me as a couple and me knowing how things were at that time in comparison to now, it's just weird for me. And then I don't want to put something out that just seems fake. Although at the time it wasn't fake. I don't know. I just, If y'all are listening to this and y'all have any recommendations on if y'all want to see, you know, the goose hunt video with the hunt catch cook, if y'all want to see that, let me know. It's almost done being edited. I haven't put the final touches on it because I don't know if I'm going to release it. Stuff like that. If y'all are interested in seeing that, even though me and her are no longer together, just, you know, let us know. Message us. Comment on something. Message us on Instagram or email, Facebook, anything like that. Or text me if you have my number. If y'all want to see that, I'll put it out. But I'm unsure if I want to do it, if it's not wanting to be, you know, seen by other people. So let me know what y'all think. But yeah, that's basically what's all been going on.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry, dude.
It happens, man.
Yeah. But you know, but if you ever need anything, brother, I'm only a phone call away.
I know. And I appreciate that. And yeah, you've really been the main one that I've talked to about everything. So I do appreciate that. But yeah. It's all a part of life, and you know, everything happens for a reason. So
yeah.
But
yeah. So sorry for our listeners if we got a little more, I guess, real than we are expecting. But you know, this is also just the reality of things. Although we run a podcast, it is you know, we got our stuff going on too. So, and also again, you know, we may have to depart from our normal, I guess, schedule. So I think we both feel like perhaps we owe an explanation to our listeners as to why that may be. You know, we got things going on. And so I just want to thank you all for your patience and your understanding. And if you made it this far into the recording, thank you. And if you didn't, we understand. But, yeah, it is weird, like talking about all this, like putting it out for the world to hear. But you know, I don't know, maybe if anybody's going through anything, and just know you're not going through it alone. And just stay strong, and you know, everything will be all right. But
that it will. I do have a couple other things though that I like to talk about. One of them's kind of going to be on the same somber note that has a positive twist to it, and then another announcement after that that's actually really cool. So the somber side of it is my ex-wife is about to get her degree, so that's cool. But with that comes her no longer wanting to live in Arkansas. And she's looking at moving, and she has a few places she wants to go. A couple of them are actually in Texas, though. So the somber note is I may be leaving the state of Arkansas. I'm not just going to up and follow suit without a plan. So, you know, if job opportunities allow and stuff like that, like, of course, I'm going to be there with my kids. And if it works out that way, then I may be coming back to Texas, which would be cool. And maybe opportunities will open up elsewhere in other states that she's possibly looking at. And if doors are open for me, there may be some other locations. I know that she's alluded to North Carolina, and she wants to be on the coastal side, but I mean, I can't like not try Appalachia, you know what I mean? So yeah, if things seem to work out, you know, I'm not putting all my eggs in one basket or, you know, anything like that, but I'm gonna do what's best for my kids, what's best for my family. And you know, I don't know what her job is gonna, you know, do once she gets her degree. I don't know what job she's applied to or where she's gonna, you know, get accepted. So there's a lot of what ifs, but good news is I may be coming back to Texas, which would be cool. And second note that is awesome is we are almost coming up on a year of the podcast, man.
Dude, it's that's crazy. I almost forgot about that. Yeah, yeah, that's insane.
Our first episode was published on April 28th, 2023, 2 days after my birthday. So my birthday's coming up.
Two big things, actually. Yeah, your birthday and the podcast.
I don't know about that one, but
you're getting old as shit, so.
Hey, you're already the age that I'm turning. So,
I know. Every year's a blessing, brother.
That it is. But, that it is. It's a, I'm turning 31 in a couple weeks, so that's exciting. And
turning 31?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, dude. I thought you were turning 32.
No, you're older than me, bro.
Oh, wait, I'm 31. I thought I was 32.
Oh, we're at that age now. We're at our age. Wait, am I turning 31?
Yes, you're turning 31.
Okay. Yeah. We're 2024, right? Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Making me second guess.
That was my bad, bro. That was my bad.
But we're coming up on our year anniversary, and we talked about probably about 6 months ago what we're going to do for our year anniversary, and that time has now come, and we don't have anything planned. Unfortunately, I don't think it's in the cards for either of us to have any type of bash. So
at least not on the actual anniversary day. We could maybe potentially plan for something in the future, just as like a just a celebratory thing. But we both, like, as you've already heard, had a bunch of stuff coming up. We didn't really have a whole lot of time to plan. So
yep.
But
and then the bank account kind of says, I'm not gonna do that.
I was
hoping to come and have like a anniversary party down in Texas, because I don't look at statistics too much, but majority of our listeners around San Antonio area, and then secondary to that, Houston area, and then secondary to that is Arkansas, and then after that is Sweden, which is kind of weird. So shout out to all of our listeners in Sweden. Y'all rank higher than a lot of the United States towns that we're in. So
what's going on, guys? That. Yeah. Thank you.
But yeah, so and we're coming up on a year, and maybe year two has to be, you know, twice as big because we didn't do anything major on the anniversary for year one.
Maybe we could
do something small. Maybe we could do something for our listeners. Maybe we could do a live fly tying and like do a giveaway or something. Just something small.
Yeah. We'll plan it off the air. We'll plan it off air, and we'll figure something out.
Yeah, for sure. We got to do something. It's a year, and this is something that we talked about doing for years, and we never thought we would, and we did, and now we're a year in, and so we need to try to get something going at least. So we'll do something. We'll plan it off the air, and then I'll make some posts about it on the socials, and maybe we can have like a poll, and y'all can vote on what you think we should do for our anniversary. So,
dude, I'm sorry if I get this wrong. You can just cut it. But didn't Chris Fowler offer up his flash shop to us to have a little shindig?
Yeah, he said we're more than welcome to come down there and crash the pad. But I can't afford it, to be honest. I can't afford to go down there. I really, really, really wanted to do that. But especially with this new place, dude, he has a lot more space. Like, it could have been awesome. And I think this was, I don't know if it was already in the works or not, but I didn't know anything about the new place at this point. When me and him had talked about it. So, that would have been really awesome. Wish we could, but I can't afford it. So unfortunately that's the case, but, dude, that would have been pretty cool.
Well, we will figure something out.
That we will.
Maybe we'll take up Chris on his offer for year two if we make it that far.
Right. I hope we do, because this is fun. I have a blast doing it. So,
I know, it's been a good time.
It has. So, but I guess we're kind of coming up on the time. We're actually went over for what we try to keep these snapshots. So those of y'all that are still listening, we appreciate it. And anybody going through some stuff, just know that you're not going through it alone, that we're all kind of going through it too. Jose and I try to only put out good stuff and happy stuff and fun stuff. But you know, I think we kind of needed this. So we appreciate y'all listening, and we'll catch y'all next time.
This has been Wildlife Outdoors. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Facebook at Wildlife Outdoors and on Instagram at wild.life.outdoors. Let's go live life on the wild side.